I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
This summer, own your style with Macy's. Whether packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has all that you need.
Shop brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Macy's has all of your summer must-haves. Summer dresses, matched sets, volume sleeve tops, espadrilles, wedges, straw-crafted bags, bathing suits, and so much more.
My gosh, the free-for-all. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required. Guys, I cannot stop talking about Squarespace. Not only do I use it at my business, Samuel Sweet Shop in Rhinebeck, New York, but now that I'm doing PTSO, it's the thing that we can use at any location, whether it's a kids' fun fair or a basketball game, to sell sweatshirts, do all the stuff we need to do as an organization to raise money.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I use Squarespace to build my work in progress website, too.
Amazing.
Like, truly, whether it's business, personal, family, Squarespace has the tools you need to create a website for your business. You can sell your own online course, start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, tailor your course with the powerful Fluid Engine Editor.
Create engaging content your audience will love, and then simply add a paywall and set the price. You can charge a one-time fee or sell subscriptions and turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses.
You can monetize your content by selling membership access to exclusive sections of your website. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your purchase of a website or domain.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens.
Be the smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Welcome back, friends. This is our next Q&A, our winter December Q&A. We're so excited to have you joining us from whatever cozy corner you're in the world.
Are we going to end this episode with your Christmas songs, Joy? I
oh,
feel
let's do
like
it.
Those should play us out.
Sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you record any new ones this year?
I didn't. I've been so slammed. I really planned to, actually, but I just is not, and it was not in the cards for this year.
Okay.
Yeah, I do love me some Christmas music.
I know you do. That's why I'm like, I feel like every year, if you just drop one song every year until we die, that's a hell of a library. Like Mariah Carey can just...
That'd be a lot of albums.
A lot of Christmas albums. I know, I should. Maybe there's still time. You never know. I am a last minute...
just a little impulsive.
You could do it.
Well, actually, in that vein, what are you guys' favorite Christmas albums? Do you have favorite holiday albums that you love listening to?
This is an Elvis house.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's like,
ooh.
it was one thing when it was just Jeff and I and we were into the Elvis of it all, but then Gus watched that Baz Luhrmann Elvis movie every day for 3 months and went as Elvis for Halloween. Oh. And so now, like, that child is all Elvis. Oh, and then George just became obsessed with Lilo and Stitch. So now she's obsessed with Elvis.
Amazing.
Elvis Christmas.
I like all the old school stuff. Like, I want to listen to Louis Armstrong and Sam Cooke and Ella Fitzgerald and, like, you know, like, I can get on one of any music app and be like, give me a Mariah Carey holiday radio for a little bit. Because, like,
gotta break it up.
She launches Christmas every year. But I always want to go old school after after a couple of songs.
Yeah. I love all that old stuff, too. That's my go-to. The 40s radio station on Sirius XM, I always am like, just hit play. Leslie Odom Jr. did a Christmas album. I don't know if it was last year or the year before. I think it was the year before. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's so, the music is so interesting. And his voice is like butter. And yeah, that one surprised me. I really love that album.
All right, ladies. Owen wants to know, if there had been an opportunity to do an episode abroad, where would you pick?
In the later years, Hill, when you had gone, they took us to Puerto Rico for an episode, which like isn't technically abroad, but felt
pretty fun.
Really, like,
it was more abroad than Myrtle Beach, where we would just go when I was there.
Well, yeah, exactly. But I feel like abroad means, you know, truly you have to go to another, you need a passport, right? Like, I don't know.
Sure.
I always have so much fun when we all go to Paris together. Like, wouldn't it have been fun to shoot an episode there and just like sit in cafes and eat macaroons together?
Yeah, Paris and London. That would have been fun. I would have loved to have gone to Italy for an episode. We really would have had a ball if they had taken us to Rome or Florence or something. That would have been really fun.
My favorite place that we've ever gone, Jeff and I, we don't know how to vacation, just like vacation. We only go places for work and then spend a couple extra days. Like, I don't know how to vacation. Yeah. I've never done it. When he had to go shoot a commercial in New Zealand, Gus and I tagged along. And it's a hump getting there. I mean, that's a long flight. But once you're there, that Lord of the Rings energy, those fucking trees and the waterfalls and like the mountains and like all that Hobbit shit was so awesome. And I haven't even watched Lord of the Rings. It was just such a majestic environment. Literally every day, Gus and I went and did the most interesting thing that we've ever done in our lives. You know, we were taking those crazy little speedboats under waterfalls and going to see where sea monsters live. And just, it was so gorgeous and so wild. And everyone there, that like, that New Zealand sense of humor that like Flight of the Conchords had.
Yes.
I was so won over by New Zealand going to shoot our show in the, you know, this magical green country. Just beautiful.
Yeah, I would love to shoot there.
Thank you, Owen.
So, okay, when the show was airing, would your parents and grandparents watch? This is from Carla. Hi, Carla. Did your parents and grandparents watch the show? And what did they think of it? What was the feedback? I don't know. My grandparents didn't. I think my grandma might have watched it, but I don't remember hearing much feedback. My parents probably did for a minute, but then I think it was like any other job. They were like, yeah, good job. I mean, I know what you do. I know what you look like when you talk. You're fine.
I know what you look like when you talk. I'm not impressed.
So you don't need to see this every day.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I think the novelty wears off pretty quick. And then they're like, this is weird. Mine were like, we'd rather talk to you than watch you pretend to be someone else and like make out with people. We're good.
Yeah, I don't really have, like, family's a weird thing for me. So I don't have relationships with grandparents or anything. But in the last month, when I've been doing this book tour, I've been spending a lot of time with all my old high school teachers. And those were like adopted relatives. You know, like that's like the aunt tribe. Mm-hmm. All those chicks were in charge of raising me.
Yeah.
And they have strong opinions about all the boys that I kissed on the show and like the mischief I got into and like how I dressed and stuff. Just hearing their commentary has been a delight because they're like, Hillary, seriously.
kissing your best friend's boyfriend. That's ridiculous.
Sorry, ladies. I didn't make that decision.
I love it.
Yeah, it's
funny.
You're like, it wasn't my choice.
No, and they knew me as this like super studious, like I was a school nerd. I loved school.
Yeah.
And like the fact that Peyton Sawyer didn't go to college, like that was mm-hmm. also problematic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool. I think it's funny, especially if the people who are watching it have the freedom to make fun of you and call you on your shit. Those are fun phone calls to get.
Yeah. Yeah.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. It's easy to use waterproof pencil, holds like wax, and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order. With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
Guys, I got to be honest. I really feel like I nailed Mother's Day. Like I did great this year, even though I was out of town shooting a movie. I arranged surprises and flowers. I like really did it. But the weird inverse of knowing I nailed Mother's Day for the mothers in my life, including my own, is that now I really feel like the pressure is on for Father's Day.
Yeah, you got to step up your game.
It stresses me out, man. Like my dad is so sweet and cute and also is at that stage in his life where he's like, I don't need anything. I'm happy.
Why are boys so hard to shop for?
I don't know. And it's like, I can't have crushed Mother's Day for mom and then do nothing for my dad. Nobody tell him who's listening to this podcast, but I'm on the hunt for Father's Day gifts.
Well, we've got the perfect thing for you, baby, because Macy's has a whole gift
finder for you. And they have so many fantastic gifts. He's going to love what you get for him.
Yeah, I used to be a last minute shopper too. But now with Macy's Gift Finder, I feel like I can find the perfect gift. You know, guys, if your dad is real tech savvy, you can find the perfect gadget for him. It's such a breeze. And you can shop by price, category, or by gift lists.
Oh, I love that. I actually like knowing that top gifts include Beats headphones, JBL portable speakers, the Nintendo Switch, and more, because I kind of want to know what other people are buying and then go, oh, if it's popular, maybe my dad wants that.
Father's Day is June 16th, you guys. So make sure to check out Macy's.com/giftfinder to find a unique gift they will love.
Oh, this is a good question from Susan. I feel like we talk about this a little bit, but Joy and Hill, would you let your kids follow in your footsteps and go into acting?
Sure. Yeah, but they just have to take it seriously. Like, I don't, it's not a hobby. Like, I mean, it can be a hobby, but not like as a, you can't make a career out of it if you treat it like a hobby. It has to be something you really take seriously. Otherwise, I think there's just no... There's no hope. Mm. It's such a miserable existence as an actor. Without,
that's,
do you know what I mean?
It.
Like, you, the sacrifices mm-hmm. are so huge, and it's this constant rejection and constant criticism. No, it's terrible. You have to really believe in the work and really believe that you're meant to do it. And mm-hmm. if you do, and you take it seriously, and that's who you are, then great, do it. Mm-hmm. But if not, like, mm-hmm. Please go find something else to do.
I mean, Gus just started acting last year, right? He really had it in his head that he wanted to be a director. And so he was making all of these movies at home cool. and he was writing scripts, and he would always get like the little storyboard notebooks, and he would just storyboard movies for hours and hours and hours a
really?
Day. Like, oh, yeah. Gus really put so much thought and effort into the production side of things. This is a child that will, like, take budgets and go through budgets just to see, like, what those look like. Like, he was so, as I was producing more and more, he really immersed himself in that side of it. And so last year he was like, well, I'm just going to do a play just so I can understand actors. You guys. Mm. I mean... So he did a Christmas Amazing. Carol. He played Jacob Marley, and he did a really, really good job. And he had to sing in front of people, which was like totally new. And when you're like a 12-year-old boy, it's so hard. And so then this year, our town does this play every year. He's since played Oberon in Midsummer, and he went into the audition process, and he came home, and I was like, how was it? And he was very just like, you know, I don't want to jinx anything, but I did my best. Like, I know that I showed up. And I'm like, that's all it is. And so he Scrooge this year. And carrying that little show. It's the first play I ever took him to. I think when he was like 2 or 3 years old, I took him to this town production. And it was his first time in a theater, first time in the little fold-down seats. And so to have him play Scrooge this year is a nice, big, full circle moment. Except now he's like, but where do I go from here? Like, what's next, mommy?
Good.
It's a very serious business.
It's great.
But I don't know that I would let him do like TV. That seems different so than community different. Theater.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would. That I feel the same way. I think I would probably reserve that for when she was 18. Like, okay, you're on your own. You can go do that. But nah, learn in theater. Learn with other kids. Learn. Yeah.
God, they're so cute.
Mm-hmm. Learn where nobody's waiting on you hand and foot.
Yeah, man. No, it's a community theater, such a good space for kids to figure out who they are. And like, you have adults validating you in that space. So when you go back to regular school and like pissant kids are making fun of you, you're like, whatever. I'm best friends with my best friend in sixth grade was Peggy. She was a banker. She would call me from the bank. Be like, hey,
oh my God. It does kind of give you a bird's eye view of high school problems, though. Like the kids that really get sucked into feeling mm-hmm. like it's the end of the world, like everything that you're experiencing. Because when you're in high school, it is your whole world.
Yeah.
But to be able to have a life outside and, like you said, have adults that you look up to who respect you and just give you a perspective outside of the world that you're immersed in every day. I think that's so valuable.
Is that the only space where that happens? Because I'm thinking about middle school and high school sports. Like when you're 14, you don't go play sports with 30-year-olds. Like you don't go play sports with like 65-year-olds. But if you're a kid doing theater, you're doing your club activity with like a huge age range of people.
That was actually a huge reason, probably why high school drama, I'd always sort of had this perspective of it's going to be okay. Like as soon as I get out of here, everything's going to be fine. Because I knew I was joining a world that I had already been a part of and exposed to for a long time, but I was fully going to be joining that world as an adult. And so it did make high school hard times feel like this too shall pass. Yeah. And that's interesting that you're saying that, Hillary. I had never thought of that before. I think that's really true.
Yeah, I was always able to be friends with people much younger and much older because that was a part of the theater scene, as opposed to, like, my brothers played baseball. They're not playing softball with a bunch of dads on the weekends the way that we were.
So interesting.
Yes, we want well-rounded children that can hang out with anybody. Okay, so now we're going to pivot, guys. Let's go holiday. Let's go holiday.
Okay.
Cody wants to know, what is your favorite holiday food? Or what's the weirdest dish on your table for the holidays?
Favorite holiday food always is stuffing, and it has to have raisins in it. Don't talk to me. Stuffing has to have raisins in it.
Wait, you're saying it has to have raisins in it?
Yes. Yes.
Interesting.
Don't bring me stuffing with no raisins.
Huh.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite. Stuffing. Maybe pecan pie.
Oh, pecan nut?
Yeah. Weirdest dish?
So my favorite's Virginia ham. And this is the barometer for how much I love my husband, because I don't eat turkey. I think it's gross. I've always thought it was gross. But when I met him, I had to forego my ham holidays because that man loves turkey more than anything on the planet. And so up until recently, I have pretended for like a decade and a half. Like, I love this because he spends like all week working on this thing. And I have to pretend like I love it when all I want is a tacky little honey-baked ham with that sugar glaze on there, that spiral cut.
The Christmas with the Cranks honey-baked ham that she goes and gets run over by a truck, that big tin of ham.
Yeah, ham is I'm from Virginia. Virginia ham is legendary. It's in my DNA. And so Jeffrey, like in our Gift of the Magi situation, recently started buying just like little half hams and just kind of squirreling them away and surprising me with a little half ham.
That is so sweet.
Because then the day after, you get to fry it up like it's bacon and it's delicious. And you get to eat it on little Hawaiian roll sandwiches for the next week. I love it. I don't think it's weird. The weird thing is that I used to make a really fancy cranberry sauce, like a beautiful Martha Stewart looking, gorgeous thing. And that man only eats cranberry sauce out of the can, like jellied cranberry sauce. And he doesn't even want me to put it in a dish. He's like, Hillary, just leave it in the can. So I'll have all my pretty Le Creuset shit out. And Jeff's just like, where's my can? Like a caveman. What are you going to do?
I love it. I don't know what's weird, but yeah, you're right, Joy, when you asked earlier, like, what might seem weird culturally. There's like a big Italian tradition of the Feast of the Seven Fishes, and I started doing like really wild, like, you know, branzino stuffed with like herbs and olives and like linguine vongole. Ooh. And people are like, is this holiday food? I'm like, I don't know, but it's seafood and it's delicious. So this is what we're having.
Yes.
And it makes me happy.
I've never done Feast of the Seven Fishes. What's the background? Like what's...
Come over.
Yeah, I want that.
Honestly, I couldn't even tell you. I don't know. I should probably look it up. I don't even know where it came from.
There's going to be some Italians that walk us through it.
Yeah. It's just like a thing we've done in my family for so long that I've never even asked why. And then, like I was, I think we talked about this in our last one, but when Christmas and Hanukkah week overlap, I always do one of my seven fishes. I do gefilte fish from the deli. And people are like, wow, you're really going in on this theme. I'm like, yeah, we got to have seven kinds of fish on the table. So everybody gets a little something. It's really, I find it very fun. It's a little stressful to prep seven dishes, but once you figure it out, it's great.
Yeah. I did that last year at a friend's house. I didn't prepare it, but I went and it was really fun. All the different, you know, they were like cracking open their mussels. They had mussels and clams and like,
yeah,
it's great. Really fun.
I just love it.
Sounds like a fun contest. All right. I'm a convert. I'll make one of the fishes. We'll all make a fish.
Come over. We'll make fish.
All right, you guys, we are going to go finish decorating our houses. We're going to go finish wrapping presents. We're going to go busy ourselves. But we hope that wherever you are having a lovely and cozy and safe and frivolous holiday season. Just take care of yourselves.
Bye, guys.
Happy holidays.
I see lights on the rooftop everywhere I go. It's that time of year. I see smiles on the faces of everyone I meet. Such holiday cheer. I want to play it at all like a seven-year-old. I want to wrap you up in a kiss under the mistletoe. It's that time again. Let it shine again. Snow. From my window I'm watching as I'm munching my pumpkin pie. And with you it's a thrill escaping the chill here by the fire. I want up dancing it all like a sugar plum doll. I want to wrap you up in a kiss under the mistletoe. It's that time again, let it shine again. Snow. Kiss me goodnight, yet everything's fine. Let's wait for the sun that shimmers through the cotton candy clouds, over the gumdrop crowds. Have you ever seen a more enchanting Christmas town? Don't you fall asleep yet, Santa will peep his bright rosy cheeks in soon. He's bound to arrive. It really is a wonderful life in the S. Snowing on the rooftops everywhere I go. It's that time of year. I see smiles on the faces of everyone I meet. Such holiday cheer. I wanna play it all like a seven-year-old. Honey, wrap me up in a kiss under the mistletoe. It's that time again. Let it shine again. It's that time again, let it shine again. Oh, 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 it's that time again, let it shine again.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate, and having somebody there to just talk through things really makes It makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
You guys, brands send us clothing all the time, and, you know, some of them are good, some of them are okay, some of them are great. There's not too many that I can actually say I love enough to wear on a consistent basis, but there's one brand that has really gotten to me. They're so ridiculously comfortable. They've become my go-to.
You and me both, sister. Free Fly Apparel makes performance clothing.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, it's made of bamboo that is so buttery soft. Like, I kind of feel like I'm just putting on a cloud.
And that's how I want to walk around all day as yeah. Cloud Woman. Feels good, especially if I have to do hard stuff like lift and stretch and carry heavy things. Mm-hmm. Like, I need my body to feel nice.
I just want to be comfortable. Like, I loved our show and all, but we had to wear a lot of really uncomfortable clothing and like very high heels
mm-hmm.
for 15 hours a day. I'm in the comfortable stage of my life. And if you are too, our listeners are going to get 15% off now through July.
Ooh, happy birthday to us.
I know. Visit our friends at freeflyapparel.com and use code DRAMA15 to save 15% off your order.
That's freeflyapparel.com and you're going to use code DRAMA15 for 15% off. Everything Free Fly makes is designed to be your most comfortable choice every time you head outdoors. So gear up and give them a try.
Comfort on, adventure out.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino. No.